Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
I think the defensive side of his game's gone completely. He still can pass a ball, but like his legs are gone, you know. And Lafay sniffed that out straight away, like so. Second half torching him, like so. But overall, I thought we had the better quality in moments. Yeah, all right. The goal to win it was, you know, it was unfortunate. And it was a stinking own goal. He'd probably have nightmares over that. But I still feel we deserve the victory.
Yeah.
So I'd agree with that. Luckily, that's it. So I think we've had a bit of a logistical nightmare with the start of the poddy. Not us.
That wouldn't be us.
The first part of that. Luckily, you kind of full looped it, so you did go over it a bit there, Al. The podcast started to pick up from when you were talking about Ealing losing his legs.
I started talking and you weren't even broadcasting.
I was broadcasting, just not your voice.
Right. I'll rehash that
Let's start again then.
Welcome along to the Mac and Football Show. This is completely organised. Yeah. Fantastic. Welcome along. We've got Alan and David and Andrew and myself and here today.
Hola.
I'm going to trim it down. It's going to be fantastic. We have had a bit of a mess. We are back to live, and that's why it's messy. But I can trim it out at the once it's finished. So, all good.
Post-production.
All right, okay.
I could do it.
Look how shiny the top of my head is if I put a padlock. Look at that.
Bolly.
It's going to move forward a bit.
Bolly.
I'm just going to drop down a bit.
I mean, so is mine, So is mine.
You're in a new place again, mate. You are jet setting around the world, lad. I swear to God. Every time I see you, you're in a different room.
Yeah, so this is probably one of the worst places I've been. However, I am looking at a rental now. This is purely...
It's got a red and white wall.
Yeah, it doesn't look great. Yeah, the paint job's worse than some 90s schools. I'm looking for a rental in Alice Springs, and this is
Angel Pine.
Angel Pines, yeah. And I've seen some sites around here so far. But enjoying Aussie life, Aussie central life.
What's the nearest football team to where you are now?
The nearest football team is obviously just the local Sunday league teams. But if you're talking about proper footy teams or proper soccer teams it's probably Adelaide United, the Reds. Just a mere 900 kilometres away.
Than one UK. Isn't Land's End to General Cross 700 kilometres or something like that? I'm sure.
Pretty much. So,
it's just around the corner, lads.
It's to be fair, it's just a plane ride away, but yeah, never mind. Right,
I told you, Mr. Worldwide now, jet setting. Do you remember that? Do you remember the National Lottery Jetter? Remember that one? When they're like, David, you must remember it.
I remember.
It was like a quiz, and then like it was on with the National Lottery, like quiz, and then every week they did a quiz, and then if they won the quiz, they went nice hat to someone new. That's you, mate. You're Mr. Worldwide now.
It's just
Pitbull.
Aussie wide. Yeah.
That hat is fantastic. Like,
it was a proper official Akubra. You've got to have a wide brim hat just to not be sunburnt. Pine Gap, Australian life. And it's still stupid o'clock in the morning. 6:44 now. Luckily, today's game, or tomorrow's game for you, is at 10 p.m. here. So we will have two bits of content in the same day. I'm going to take this off now.
What? Holy smokes.
I know.
That is... The internet's going to be on fire down.
YouTube's going to burn down, lad. 12:30, mate. That's like not that long away.
It's like 14 hours, something like that. But yes, as Alan was kindly demonstrating for us.
Sorry, football now.
There we go. Yes, as Alan was kindly demonstrating, we were talking very briefly about the Borough game. A chaos of a game, like I said, perfectly demonstrated by this podcast. Very similar. We had a shocky, rocky start. Thank you for saying that. Lafee being man of the match quite comfortably, I think, absolutely giving the diddle to Ealing down that. He just looked class. He looked unreal. And Ealing looked like an absolute dinosaur. So. I think once we got the kick on the backside.
The point kinda, of view, go on, I'm pretty sure there were some voices when he moved from, was it Leeds to Borough?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure there were some voices saying, "Hey, he's the sort of player that we should have been going in for." Well,
they weren't my voices. I can tell you that much.
Didn't look that good at the weekend.
I mean, isn't he our age though? Like, isn't he mid 30s?
32.
Yeah.
I'm not mid-30s.
He's not that old.
A couple of weeks.
You are mid-30s. You'll be late 30s in a couple of weeks.
No. 35 is not late 30s, mate. Don't come at me with that. I've only barely come to terms with mid-30s.
Right. When you are 35 and one day old, you're closer to 40 than you are 30. You're welcome.
You're gonna send me out to pay out in a second with some head boots.
Window right there, you know, just off camera.
Just accept it. Time will always pass. That's deep.
I don't know. I don't. To answer your question, I don't know how old Ealing is. I'll check right now.
I'll just share it.
He's younger than me.
Podcast.
I can hear him. Yeah.
Right,
you know, Andrew, can you hear Alan?
I can now. I think he's turned himself back on. He unmuted himself.
No, he didn't.
He said it four times.
He said it four times. Obviously, he couldn't hear the sound of your own voice.
Oh, well, I do apologise.
Those headphones you've got on.
What's wrong with them? Company issue, these, mate.
Why are they so, like, so far away from your head?
What do you mean?
There's a massive gap. Like, Put them on.
Right, compare yours to mine. And then,
look at Smithy's, right? And then look at yours.
Can you fit your hand through the side of them there?
Mate, I've got a massive fucking head, man. It's probably elongated. Like, listen. I can't afford some of these fucking fancy dancy ones anyway. Like I say, company issue, lad. Fucking crack on.
Yeah, fair enough. How did we get back into it? We conceded. It was the perfect kick. I think it was the perfect kick in the backside for us, to be honest, because we were under the cosh. We didn't really step up, and they were. I don't know. Like, some of the players just felt like it was going to be another one of those run-of-the-mill games. So I'm kind of... Obviously, the end result is ultimately what comes into effect, but I'm kind of relieved that we conceded that two step up and actually wake up into the match. Because I think without it, we would have just went to the 85th minute and had a dodgy 1-0 concede and let our another chance wasted. So I'm glad it happened as early as it did. And I think ultimately what matters is three points, three goals.
I don't, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think we barely fucking touched the ball before they scored their first. Like, I think we didn't even turn up. So, probably right.
That's it. And
you guys are moving in the right direction again.
I think Al pretty much said that as well, didn't you?
I said, what did I say? I said it took us the first half was a write-off. I said that five times. I said the first half we didn't turn up. I thought obviously Rabri is quite good at half-time team talks. So Lafay pretty much had Aylin's pants down the whole game, especially in the second half. The only concerns, I mean, I don't want to rehash what I said before, but the only concerns I had really is I think 09's not playing well, and I don't think he's been playing well for a bit, if you look over his overall game player.
Would you care for a rating, Alan, on 09? I'll tell you. 6.1.
We won, so the rating's always slightly inflated when teams win. So I've gone with a six or a, you know, for me.
Inflated that 0.1, wasn't it?
It was 6.1, Alan. 6.1.
I feel like the first goal.
You're starting a six, don't you? Mate, those ratings start on six. So
yeah, unless you have a real stinker.
So
09, but if you watch his, I mean, it started at Derby for me, like when they started to sling the ball and he got done twice at the back post. And if you watch the goal, the Borough goal, he's trying to foul him. Like,
he pulls on his shirt. Yeah.
And if he goes down and they get a pen and we're down to 10 men. So I think he thought about having a nibble, then he stopped, because if he fully had a nibble, he'd have gone. But like overall, I thought we had the quality we had, especially the fee. It showed. Isidore as well. His finish was top draw. So I thought the performance was second half, especially, was good. But the concern for me was 0-9 the whole game.
Okay.
Do you think we scored at a good time in the second half? Because I think it was only 50 minutes. I mean, only 5 minutes after the 51 minutes, it looks like. Good time to score in it. We'll go 2-1 up just after the half. And that deflates them, doesn't it? They were 1-0 up. Then we dragged it back with Daniel. Wasn't
the wildly deflected goal.
Dan Neal's sausage goal. And then
did that go down as a Dan Neal goal or an own goal?
No, it was
Dan Neal's goal.
So it
was
on target. Fair enough.
It was a wicked deflection, but it was on target. Like, so.
All right. Okay.
It is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah. But then Wilson scored 51-2-1. Lafay assists. Incredible pass. Incredible little stutter. I could have watched that goal for half an hour, over and over and on repeat. It was mint.
Mate, that Wilson goal, the best angle is the one from behind. I'm sure you've seen it, but like, I thought that as if the camera's at the other end of the pitch.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The way he puts a keeper on his ass, like,
yeah,
just incredible.
Wasn't that
so
keeper?
Composed, mate. Like, I can't remember a striker that we've had in our club for a long time being so fucking composed.
Okay.
Usually it's like wildly thrashed at her.
I can't think of another one. Loch Ness. Right, when he was fit, he was very composed. You can't deny that.
It's good in the air, mate.
I mean, like he could bang him in from like the edge of the D, bring into the box, chip over the keeper. He had it all, but it was a glass slipper.
I'd argue that he's better in the air than Isidore.
Really?
Yeah,
I would. Yeah,
I think so. He's a different sort of striker.
He is, yeah. But you would think looking at Isidore, because he's so tall, you'd think he'd be good in the air, but I just don't think he's not as good as Drogba, like, or Loch Ness Drogba, if you like. But I think he's on the floor gameplay, and he's running the channels is a higher level than yeah. Stewart, like.
I agree.
Yeah.
Stewart was a bit of a he didn't have the mobility, did he? Like, he was good in the air, don't get me wrong. Always a threat, but nowhere near the same pace.
I've just got a question from Dean, and I've figured out the answer from just good old manual maths. How many times have we won from a losing start this season?
Oh, I don't know the answer to that question.
I don't know the answer. To that.
I'm going to say 4.
Okay, go on.
I'm going to say 5.
Okay.
I come with 3.
It is the happy medium. It is actually 4. The Borough game made it 4. So Norwich City, Swansea City, Stoke City, and now Middlesbrough. So
that's good, man. That's decent. That's 12 points picked up
from losing positions. Yeah. So it is a good sign.
I'll just assess if we lost 12 points from where we are now, we would still be fourth, but we'd only be 1 point ahead of Blackburn.
So we'd be like, we're going to stay in the playoffs. So we're going to stay in the playoffs. That's what would we seriously still be fourth?
There's a 13 point difference between us and Blackburn, and we've got a plus 15 goal difference on them as well.
Jesus Christ! This
and they've won one more game.
What I'd say about stats is, I'd say, have we ever dominated, bar the Burnley game is the one I can remember at home, have we ever dominated the whole game? I feel like we have a good 45.
Oxford,
maybe it's Oxford, yeah. It weren't that much cop-like, but I just feel like...
Derby County like as well, maybe?
No, they put the pressure on the lad. You know, it was only 1-0, remember, because the Isidore goal didn't count. So, and like I said, they put the pressure on a bit of slinging it in. But I feel like I'd like to see us dominate a whole game instead of just 45 minutes of the game.
What was that, the game that we got 4-0? Sheffield Wednesday was 4-0. I feel like that we were comfortable the whole game.
That was like second or third game of the season, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But, I mean, the question was this season. So, that is this season.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is going to jinx it now, then. Thanks for reminding me. But we are...
No, don't say it.
We are undefeated in 25.
Great.
2025.
I look forward to taking the L in 14 hours' time, mate. Thanks very much.
Yeah, we're undefeated at home still as well. So, I guess,
That's a great stat, Undefeated at home in February is great stat. That shows how far we've come.
I mean, if we do end up in the Premier League by whatever means, do you think how long do you think that's actually going to last?
Listen, it doesn't matter.
We'll worry about that then.
Fair enough. We'll piss the Premier League and we'll be next year's champions.
We're only 3 points behind second place, right? And we've got a game in hand on them. So, admittedly, it has to be somewhat like an 8-goal swing.
Yeah. But,
come on.
Oh, Man United have scored.
Oh, yeah. There's,
watching it.
Was it Rashford?
Cup games, isn't it?
No, it was...
I'm interested to know.
Xerxes.
Mate, that's only his
Andrew, why am I passing messages from Alan?
Can he hear you, mate? Because I've said Xerxes twice.
Who scored?
Call him some names.
Fucking wind up,
was it Xerxes, was it?
Right. Anyways, I'm gonna get back to the Sunderland chat and bring up what Bong said. He says, I think we're being too hard on Lugo 9.
I'm not. What do you mean?
Like Neil, being hard on him. The lad has always just wants to get the ball, to get the play moving forward. So he does get caught out off the back of that.
No, but look, right. I get it. Like, but he hasn't been playing well for a few weeks. Look, he's a good servant of the club, but you know,
he's 30 years old.
We can't sort of like going, oh, it's Luke. We'll let him get away with it. If someone's not playing well, then for me, they come off.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's any club where you dip in, you know, people dip in form. It's just the way football is. You're not going to play well forever.
I just, I agree with you, Al, to be honest. I don't think he's been playing very well. I think it goes back to that game where he gave away the penalty. What game was it? Where he pulled them back?
Which one? He did two games in a row.
Yeah. That I think he hasn't played well since then. And that's going back, probably 6-7 games now.
Was that
like
the last time he played Watford?
Sheffield United? No. Oh, no, he's got an own goal.
I don't remember, but yeah, I don't think he's played very well since then. But what I will say is I kind of see him getting dropped. Like, I just don't see Labrie changing the back line. I know, Alan, you've asked for Ballard to be in there with Metten. I just don't think he's going to do it. I can't see it happening.
Probably not.
Like, until it all falls apart, like, until there's an absolute calamity, like, he's not going to change anything. Or he gets injured, yeah.
Yeah.
Just can't see it happening.
And that, look, 09 steps out with the ball really. You know, he's good. You know, he's a mobile centre half. He's not bad at passing. He can, you know, I can break the line.
He's a voice as forward, well. But, I think that's what we don't give him so much credit for. He's a voice in the back line, isn't he? Like, you always see him fucking screaming at people.
Yeah.
Like, but, saying that though, was it not him that absolutely gave Job the hospital ball for their second goal?
Yeah.
I think I don't know anyone's denying that he's not in his best run of form.
St. John's ambulance staff at the sideline jumping up after that ball was passed, like, because
it was bad.
It was a bad move.
What I'd say is, like,
I don't know, man. That Job should have turned the other way, in my opinion, but.
I've moaned about it a few times this season, and that's not just 09. It's like it being able to sniff out the squeeze and knowing when to go along. Like, I know they want to play out from the back, but, you know, I think someone was saying this on TalkSport the other day that, you know, you don't have to play out from the back all the time. If someone's squeezing you, just go in the channel, go along and get out the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, I'm not saying hoop it. You don't have to hoop it down the pipe and the keeper get it. Put it in the corner, let the winger run onto it or the Isidore run the channel and get up. I just think...
Luton Town!
They've got a pattern player, you know, from the back. We get it. It's working. We're doing well at it. But sometimes just the players have the ability to sniff out trouble.
Yeah.
When you beat the press, that's what puts you in a good position. That's why it's so sought after. If you beat that press and you're behind them and you've only got the defence to beat, you've got the midfielders, the strikers, runners on, then, you know, it's a very good position to be in and see why managers specifically want people who can do that.
Yeah.
But I also agree with yourself, Alan, as well. It doesn't have to be every single possession of the ball. Every single time you're chasing around the back, passing the ball round and round. Like, it's frustrating sometimes because
do you know what else is in
that position?
It's one dimensional if you do it all the time as well. You need to keep them fucking guessing about what you're going to do next.
Yeah.
Like you can't just be like, oh, I'm always going to play a triangle through the midfield or whatever. Nah, you've got to keep them fucking on their toes because otherwise they just can't. Whatever you do, they've got an answer for it. You've got to keep fucking trying different things.
So
and I think Labrie does that. Or he does change tactically. You know what I mean? No, he does. He has had us sitting deep and breaking. He does play ticky-tacky, you know, out from the back, and he has gone long. But I just feel it's an individual player to sniff out that trouble and decide that. You know what I mean? I think he's given them the freedom, but I just, you know, sometimes players get bogged down, oh, I must play like this. I don't know.
Yeah.
And they are young, you know what I mean? The young side, so they're not going to be perfect.
Maybe they'll watch the game back and be like, all right, well, in this, like, obviously we're getting, you know, pushed up on here. In this next time, I might just fucking sling it down the line, see what happens.
I would say, though,
Job should not have, for the second goal, Job, like, turned into the centre of the pitch where all the fucking players are. Like, I know it was a bit of a hospy ball, but, like, for me, he should be trying to go the other way.
I can't blame Job for that. Like,
The ball was so bad. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It didn't matter what he did. I feel like even if he turned the other way,
but he's turning into trouble.
It would be a bad situation. Yeah. We're still playing ourselves into a really bad position.
Yeah.
I mean, outside of that, I do think that Luke, he's all right. He's not going to get dropped. You're right. But I'll tell you who also, for me, who had a bad game. I'll name two people who I thought had a bad game, actually, ourselves. The first one, and nobody's going to like me when I say this, Chris Rigg. I don't think he had a good game. I don't think that he affected the game in his normal way. I think when he got the ball, a bit anonymous. I think when he got the ball, potentially, he was either making the wrong decision or he was turning around and going back. I just don't think he had a good game, which is probably why he was hauled off for Samed, who also was particularly shite as well, because when he got the ball, he lost it time and time and time again. Okay. I wasn't confident. There's players that you get the ball, Lafie, Isidore, etc. You know they're going to make 9 out of 10 the right decision, right? Samed, he's come on the past couple of games. In fact, he started the game before, didn't he?
I think
you're right. He hasn't been, he's not playing well, but breeding him in at this point in the season when he's, you know, it's going to be really difficult for him.
I disagree with that a little bit, Al, because
you can't just expect me to turn up and play well.
That's what's the point of the windows in January then? Like, people coming into clubs.
Find another croc.
Yeah, but people come into the club in January to say you can't bring somebody in halfway through the season makes that entire process pointless.
I think dropping him, you know, like David just said, you start the last game, dropping him in and expecting him to perform on the same level as everyone else is like, that's probably never going to happen.
I mean,
like, you have to be an outstanding player to be able to do that. Like, and
he was built up to be that, but obviously he's been injured. So now that he's back to his normal strength, he should be that in theory.
He's been out injured.
Plonk in. So they've phased him back up. It's not like he's not in training sessions. It's not like he doesn't know the players. It's not like he doesn't know how they play at all. It's just like he's not back at the full 90-minute match fitness. And maybe that's a little bit, he should have been involved in the academy a little bit more, or the under-23s or what have you. But they've made the decision to bring him in. And I do agree with you saying he had a subpar performance and he's not at the level we expect our other players at. So I'm just saying, to Alan's point, I think it's unfair to say you cannot bring somebody in midway through the season and expect them to perform. He hasn't performed. That's a different point. So we can't expect it just because it doesn't happen.
He hasn't been fucking shite.
He's just slowed everything down. When he gets the ball, you'll notice he'll have the ball for about 20-30% longer than anybody else.
That's his game. That's not his game. His game is karaoke and sitting and passing and, you know, dictating the pace. That's it. He's not fucking going to be like busting along like Rig. You know what I mean? He's a different midfielder.
Fucking Ekwar, get the ball and sit around and just hang on to the ball for fucking
sometimes
half an
you need
hour.
To do that though, maybe. Sometimes
no,
you need
that's
to do
not
that.
The game, and though, is it?
And arguably, that's when he came on, he changed the game. Arguably, when he came on, we won.
Mm.
So,
well, I mean,
you know what I mean?
Say that, yeah, but here's a question for
everybody
right now.
He's put the pressure on that Bury defender. You can feel him breathing down his neck.
Can I also
here's
add,
a question
by the way,
for everyone right now, all right?
Oh, go on,
just answer
question.
This question and then I'll leave it, right?
You're
Labrie right now, right? And you're taking Rig off, right? And you've got two people on the bench. One's Sam Ed and one's Alan Brown, right? Who are you bringing on right now?
Right.
Because I know I'd be bringing Brown on because after those performances...
Right. Well,
it's a good question.
It depends.
I've been injured for a while, so it's a good option to have.
It depends because both of them are not there anymore. But both of them are completely unknown. So which gamble do you take? Which side of the coin are you going to flip at? I know you've seen Sam Ed at his previous club. You've seen Brown at Sunderland.
We're forgetting, mate, that Brown had a great couple of games. Like, when he got injured, we were sitting there good. Yeah,
you come back as a different player after you're injured. That's a known fact, right?
He's done it in the Championship, though, hasn't he? For five games or whatever it was till he got injured.
Let me just put this out there, all right? So Labrie looked at the bench and went, right, Samet's coming on. You don't know if he said, look, I needed slowing down midfield and a bit more composure. How do you know he hasn't said that to him? And I'm watching in training and he's looked at him in training and gone, you know what, Samet's looked decent in training. Brown's, you know, not for me. You know, we've shipped five players out in the last week. You know, so Labrie's not fighting to make decisions and we won. So we can't really argue with what he did. You know what I mean? Yes, Sam Ed's not on pace, but he's probably a better player. Do you know what I mean? So,
I think it's too early to make that call, but yeah, I don't think he's as bad as you make it out, David.
Yeah, I think Labrie obviously sees something in him. And do you know what I mean? We can't argue with Labrie. We can't. It's not like Parkinson where we're like, fucking hell, we're drawing him. He's got to appear on a holding midfielder. He's a different manager, and I like the way he does business. Yes, he's made mistakes, but he's not afraid to try different stuff. He's gone five at the back a couple of times now. He's probably going to think, you know what, I'm not fucking doing that again. But at least he's trying.
No, I hope not.
Yeah. We're fucking four.
He's failed every time, hasn't it?
Let's bring Praveda on for the 4 hour he's on feet.
Oh, are we? Right.
Right. Okay, so before we dig into that, I just want to say, and I want to caveat it, when players play good, we can praise them. And when they play bad, we should be able to criticise them without any rhetoric behind it.
I'm going to praise Lafay's fucking first touch when he fucking skinned Aylin for the 10th time to cross that ball in for the third goal. That's what I'm going to say. Fucking highlight of the match, actually, that touch, mate.
That said, I really hope Praveda fixes himself up. Yeah,
that's right. That's a good point. Sam had lost the ball in the field.
Sam did lose the ball. I remember I was watching the watch along with it. I was like, "Fuck!" Like he's lost the ball, and then the ball stumbled its way to Lafay, and that was it, mate. Just some magic, and then whipped in. All right. He lost the ball, but it worked out in the end. Fair enough.
I'll tell you what, right? If fucking Soccer M was still on. You know when they did like the skills bit at the end?
Oh yes.
What was it called? It'd all be fucking Lafay because he.
It was something
Showball, that was it, mate. Would have got fucking 10 minutes of Lafay skinning Aylin down the wing. Full showboat.
Right, and
he did
and,
a little round the back flick and everything, didn't he?
I did reverse nutmeg.
Stay humble. Stay humble.
We all know about reverse nutmeg, Tommy Park. Right. You could have had, you remember, they used to do a segment called Taxi for Praveda.
Taxi?
because that was.
Yeah, man, you're right. That is a good call, that, Alan. Yeah. Taxi for Praveda.
We were 3-2 up at that point, weren't it?
If we didn't trip our Casper, it would have been 4-2.
That'll be haunting because that was his moment. He's like, right, I've sat on the bench for fucking 5 months here. And it fell to him on the edge of the box and he's fallen out of fresh air. I'm telling you.
Fucking ankles are made of problems.
I genuinely did out what he did. What did he do?
God knows.
He booked his Uber out too early.
You did get a yellow card as well.
To be fair, he did get up and slice down the guy who took the ball, so...
I don't think that was a yellow card, though.
It was out of way.
I got the ball.
You don't think that was a yellow card?
No. I don't think that was a yellow card.
That is a blatant yellow card.
He should have got booked for fucking falling out, mate. Never mind the fucking tackle. Christ.
I don't know. Like, sometimes we do call out how shit the refs are, and there was a couple of shocking decisions, but that game wasn't ruined by the refereeing. It was...
it was all right. It wasn't too bad.
It was more just our lack of control at the back that saw us concede two goals. The third one, do you want to talk about how we got the winner? Because that's kind of funny.
I just did. The touch was literally highlight of the match.
But then the
other goal, was it Ellis? The touch
to get him down the wing and whip the ball in.
Was there any suddenly player near it, though, in the box? Or was it just him being... Okay.
I said Samed was bearing down on goal, mate. You could see him.
Joe tried to stick a foot out and it just whizzed past it.
Mate, I can't remember the guy's name, the Bury defender, but he was good. Like, he was fucking devastated. See how
Ryan Giles.
He was doing like a little dance before, trying to sort his feet out and everything, but...
I don't think he expected it to actually get to him. I think he's thinking that Job's going to get it. And then it just fizzed into it and hit off his shin almost, and then in the back of the net. Like, mate, you take it, don't you? I feel like we deserve the win. Like, I really do. So, as long as the button crosses that line, mate, that's all I care about.
I went to work on Monday, and I worked in Darlow Tuesday, whenever it was. And yeah. Full of Borough fans, and they were like, that was a fucking robbery. Like, there's no way you should have won that. Like, if anything, we should have won that.
What game were they watching? Like, yeah, the first 20 minutes, yes, absolutely. But after that
point... What game were you watching, like?
Did they all have their pink spectacles on?
It was typical Borough, they shot themselves in the foot, as always. It's been our problem all season. I was like, eh?
Right.
I'm going to
piss off Alan here a little bit, but here's the match stats, right? 53-47% possession to the home side. 16 to 15 shots, sorry. They had 5 on target, we had 10 on target. 2 yellow cards to 3, and they had 1 corner the entire game. So every time they had a shot, it was that piss poor. They couldn't even get a corner off the back of it. Their XG... I don't give a shit about.
How's the XG?
1.41.
Yeah.
And ours was 1.84. So XG-wise, I have no idea what this actually means, by the way. Expected goals, I know that's what that is, but like, how do you get to 1 point?
To win, right?
Expected to win. If yours is higher, you're expected to win. And
yeah, that's right.
It's as simple as that. We have a bigger number there. And if you just look at, like, I don't know what the website you use for the one where that shows you, like, the play, like, when it does the bars up and down.
Yeah, the phase of play.
I'm pretty sure that will show you first 20 minutes, Borough, and then us for the rest of the first half, them for us for the second half, them for about 5 minutes, and then us for the rest of the game. So for 25 minutes to our 65, how do they think they deserve to win that? I do not know.
I can share it now if you want.
How do I send it in?
You can send me the link, or you can show your screen. send me the link.
Hold on.
What's it called? It's a flash mob.
It's an app. Hold on.
I'll find it for you. Right. Jesus.
Right, there you go.
Then your screenshot. It's on the app.
It's on the app of what? Okay. We're going to go old school.
Is this kind of extra time, this Man U game?
I'm not sure.
I think so.
Oh, there you go. I wasn't too far off. Was I?
Have you got it?
I've got it. I'm going to have to do the good old-fashioned show my phone on screen, like, but Does that work? And it's zoomed out.
It's gone really small. Oh, I
do. There you go. So let me move that out of the way. Blue Sunderland.
Yeah, so we're Blue.
So yeah, like I said, first 20 minutes or so, all Borough. We expected that. And then we started breaking into it. That's their two counter-attacks in the first half. There's our goal. Second half, it's all us. They get one leveler, and then it's all us for the rest of the game. To say you deserve to win to that, and when you don't even... When you get level and do nothing, like...
Yeah.
Absolute clown show. That's what it is. You've got weird colleagues.
Like I said, man. Maybe they were searching for the copium. Who knows?
But yes, either way. Should we talk about
either way it was a dub. Ah.
It was a big fat dub. Another 3 points in the bag. Before we move on to the Watford game that is in a couple of hours' time. Do you like the Pride kit?
Mate, I really do. I think I'm going to buy the hat, the book of that.
The book of that looks class, doesn't it? Get your rave on.
Yeah, it does look good, mate. Yeah, man. I'm telling you, I think I'm going to buy the book of that. In fact, I might do that right now.
Yeah, I really, really like it. And I think it's actually the first time Sunderland have ever done anything Pride-related in terms of products, other than, like, the one... What was it? When we were in the Prem, they did Rainbow Laces with Paddy Power.
Yeah, I think most teams did that, didn't they? It was like a big...
I think everyone does it, yeah.
No, we haven't done any sort of generic sort of our own sort of stuff, I guess.
So I rate it. I think that Hummel had done a good job on that one because I don't know if you recall it, but Bristol City's goalkeeper kit and Coventry City's goalkeeper kit a couple of years ago, it's like that 90s multicolour thing. It's not just like a straightforward rainbow. I think it looks really quite smart.
Oh,
what's happened?
Sorry.
Who scored?
No chance, Alan. Yeah. No fucking chance.
The old slab.
Slabhead. Okay.
McGuire.
Oh, he's loving it.
94th minute. Oh, that's funny. Hello, take it easy. I'm using my lasses profile.
All right.
Okay. I remember why he was it because he.
I don't know.
I'll say one thing about that Pride kit.
Yeah, go for it.
It reminds me of the Chelsea badge. Oh, he's offside. Right, yeah, it reminds me of the Chelsea kit.
Which one?
I'm just looking
like,
now, lads.
The badge and it's all like reflective. I think it's the one they've got now.
It's the
chromatic
one.
Yeah,
sold out, by the way. I just went to buy the shirt. It's gone. You still get the hat, though.
Well, that's all you wanted.
I like the shirt. I won't get that.
That's all I wanted, yeah.
I mean, I've never wore a bucket hat in my life.
Mate, you are missing out on...
I mean...
Got some good photos of David taking the part with a bucket hat.
I'd rather wear a Cobra.
Is it for you or in the FA Cup?
No.
No, well, he's offside. No,
he's fucking miles off as well, like. He's fucking miles off.
Yeah.
I haven't banned anybody off the account, though, so that one's really weird. Our next game is tonight against Watford, or tomorrow. And Bong has also purchased the Pride kit for me and the lad.
Yes, Bong.
Nice. I really like it. I think it's a classy little touch. I'm not too sure who the bald bloke was in the... in the promo video?
Just
Andrew.
Mate, if it was me, I'd have told you all about it. Be fucking shouting from the rooftop.
Oh, got footage of us. You would have been able to meet Dan Neil.
Tell him already, lad.
Yeah. Did you teach him everything you know?
No, mate, I just said all right.
No, there's no video.
Program.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool. Glad you did.
Right.
Right.
They give him Garnacho player of the match, and he... I didn't think he was player of the match, like. Anyway, sorry.
Finished.
And he was through 2-1.
Fantastic. Good for them. Unlucky Leicester. Watford game. I am going to load up Watford's stats now because I haven't really kept an eye on them. I know with the Championship at the minute, outside of the top four, everybody, Blackburn down to QPR in 13th, are within 4 points of each other. So it could literally be one of any of those teams in the running.
It's mega close, like 5th all the way down to 14th. Could basically make the top 6.
So... they're currently 12th. They are just inside the top half. But to be fair...
lost three in the bounce.
Yeah.
And that's sort of gets me a little bit worried because they've got us and then Leeds. So...
I'd say they've got a few injuries. I know their strike or the main man's injured. There's a bloke coming back who's not a centre forward, but he's like a false nine sort of player, and they've been relying on some 18-year-old up top. So, I think it's a different game from when we played them last. You know, we've added to the squad, and they're a bit strapped for players. Like so, I feel like at home, you know, because when we played, it was the Dan Neil mad decision to fucking chop them down in the box. It was 1-1, so we could have got a draw down there. So I feel like we should have enough to beat them.
I think we do, especially like that good old classic on paper. Like, but the momentum side of it as well. Like I said, they're on the three losses on the bounce. They've not lost like embarrassingly in any of those. It's 2-1, 2-1, and a 1-0. So it's not like they're not scoring. It's not like they're completely getting ran over, but they're just not getting the look of the draw. So. You got to play with a lot of respect against them, but also what I'm thinking more tactically wise, and I'll bring it back to the question around Dean saying earlier on, will he drop Reef in the midfield? For me, I think he needs to change it away from the 4-2-3-1 formation that we've been going for the last couple of weeks, because that's what Watford will have heavily prepared for. So,
No, I don't know about that. Like,
Yes, so I'm thinking, if I'm thinking Labrie, I'm thinking this entire week, we've got the shortest turnaround, let's just go, what's the two formations that have worked well for us this season? The 4-2-3-1 and the 4-4-2.
4-4-2.
And that,
I'm telling you now, he's not going to go 4-4-2.
And I'll tell you why. I think he might go 4-4-2. Mundell's back.
Okay.
Lafie is going to start a little bit more central control. I think he's going to start Roberts, Lafie, Bellingham, and Mundell. I do think, maybe Brown on the bench.
Start Mundell?
I think so.
Nah. There's no way.
Is he too far off?
£100 on him not starting.
He's only just back, mate, from a fucking lengthy.
There's no way he's going to start him.
Like, he's not starting him.
There's no chance. You might bring him on for 10, 15 minutes.
Also, I would argue like the way we played against Borough at the top end of the pitch was pretty good. Like, I even Roberts was pretty good. Like, the interplay between the sort of four furthest up the pitch.
Yeah.
Why would you change that? Like, Lafie looks like he's got into his groove. Wilson's obviously still playing very well. Roberts has played all right. Like, just don't see why you would change that.
No. Okay. The only change I see is midfield, maybe.
And that's what I'm saying. The 4-2-3, I kind of feel like Meander deserves to move away from the left-hand wing and go up front with Isidore.
But that's not going to happen, though, mate. It's like, yeah, he might deserve it. Like, I think Meander's had, like, when he's been on the pitch, he's been good, but we just can't fit him in right now. That's nothing against him. Everyone else is playing well. Like,
yeah.
It's Rig or Samed.
Yeah,
I think Job and Neil are going to start. It's either one of them two. You could argue, well, he's not going to drop 09, you're right. I tell you what, I think's not playing well, and I like Pickford. Him, it's certain.
Oh.
No. Pickford?
Pickford cannot kick.
He got an assist for Everton last week.
He cannot kick a ball. Pickford's distribution needs to be improved. Like it was so.
Pickford.
Not Pickford. Fucking hell. Jesus Christ, Patterson. Jesus
fucking Christ. My head is scrambled. Welcome, Cabby, by the way. I mean, fucking Patterson. Patterson's distribution has been shocking the last couple of games.
Yeah. I agree. I agree with you.
Like, he's put... I know we've already discussed it, but he passed the ball short to Luke 09. Luke 09's under pressure, and he fucks up that pass as well. So if Patterson hoofs it long, or Luke 09 hoofs it long, that second goal for them is non-existent. So, yeah. I don't know about Sirkin, though, mate.
I just think, look, I like Dennis, but I don't know what it is, but I just feel like he's holding back a little bit. Maybe that fucking thing on his hand. But I just... And he drags him off as well. You know what I mean? He's replaced him a few times and switched Luke over there. So, I don't know. I think they're starting, but I just think Dennis, I've been playing as well as he can do because I rate him. Like, but I just think maybe that thing on his hands, like, and someone knocked it as well in the Borough game, and that right at the end, and he was in fucking agony. So I don't think it's fully healed, and I think that's, you know, hinders him a little bit. But he's not. I don't think they're going to change it, but. They're the sort of two areas. Maybe in midfield, Samuel O'Rig, that question, and maybe a fullback, but the rest will just start.
I would be unsurprised if it was exactly the same lineup. Like,
really?
Wouldn't shock me in the slightest if the people who start against Borough start again against Watford. Wouldn't surprise me at all.
I think you're right on the back line, but I think the middle of the park needs to be a little bit vamped up. Because we can't keep starting the games the way we have.
But this is what Alan's saying, right? You're not going to drop Job. You're not going to drop Dan Neil, right? So there's only one more spot that you can drop. Like, who's going to come in instead of Rigg?
Who's going to come in instead of Roberts? There's two positions.
Roberts is going to start,
Lafay can play.
He's
going to
start. He's just had the best game in the Sutherland shirt.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, the only... Like, you're not going to drop anyone other than potentially Rigg, but then there's no better option, in my opinion, than Rigg, so you might as well start him.
He has played Rigg out wide as well. Don't forget, you know, he's not frightened to do that. Well, I see it out wide, but like a right side or left side of midfield, you know, everyone gets bogged down with the winger sort of scenario with, oh, we've got to have wingers, but he ain't got it, you know what I mean? You can have attacking midfielders in them positions. But, like, I agree with Andrew. I think that it's going to probably be the same starting lineup, but I worry about Sirkin. I just worry about him. I don't want him to get him further injured. And if he if he needs to rest, then rest him. Because Luke could do a job out there. You know what I mean? So, but
yeah,
Luke could
do a job like anywhere. I'll add Dean's comment about Sirkin though. He says he reckons Sirkin is better attacking than defending, and I kind of see where he's coming from. I think when we're attacking set pieces, Sirkin is probably better than some of our attacking players sometimes. But he's there to defend. That's his main job. If he's not doing that,
I think Sirkin's solid.
He is, but I just worry about him. I worry about that hand.
Did you?
I don't want to exacerbate the injury. You know what I mean? But look, the club obviously know what they're doing. If he can play, he can play. But I don't think he's been the same one. With the injury.
But it's like when Luke O'Neill got his shoulder pulled out repeatedly after every other game.
Mm.
He's likely to have like dislocated the ball socket in his shoulder just pulls out when somebody yanks on it hard. So it's a permanent risk after that point. Maybe this is the same with Sirkin's hand. Just gotta deal with it. If he can run around with a little bit of paracetamol or something, it'll be fine.
Be struggling with paracetamol, I tell you, he'd be getting an injection in his hand.
Got the old fentanyl sticks.
Get a stint on it and make him like, oh, what's a guy from Mortal Kombat with a metal arm? What's he called? Jax. Jax.
Jax? I don't know.
No. Oh, good. Right. The Watford game. Do you want to do predictions?
I was a tech guy.
You're a tech guy. You're a tech guy.
Yeah, more than, yeah, over Mortal Kombat, like.
And there's a metal robot man in that one as well, but. Bong. Oh,
Street
sorry.
Fighter.
Street Fighter. Really?
Street Fighter.
Okay.
That's my era, that, mate.
Is that because of the boobs? It's boobs, isn't it?
Boobs?
Mate, there was naked men as well.
Oh, no, no. So I was thinking Virtua
Street
Fighter.
Fighter.
Virtua Fighter had all the boobs.
Have you had drink?
there's Street Fighter, Virtua Fighter, Tekken, and Mortal Kombat. And if you want to put it in justice as well, they're your fighting games to go to.
That was the one.
Yes. Sorry for that mini tangent. Bong said a 4-0 win to the lads against Watford, or a Watford absorbing all the pressure and it being 0-0. So, so we're going to dig it or part the bus.
It's either going to be a shit show of goals or it's going to be 0-0.
Yeah. So pick one. What are you thinking? I'm not too sure yet. I'm still yet to make up my mind because I'm not sure how we're going to set up.
I've just told you, mate. It's going to be the same style.
I'm still not convinced.
Mate, we'll come back to this tomorrow, and I'll tell you.
Right,
according to Google, we have a win probability of 64%, draw 21%, Watford 15%.
I mean, after the Plymouth game, like, I was really confident that we were going to win. And we played fucking terrible. And we got a draw. So, you never know, do you? It's football. But I really want to see a good, solid, demolishing them. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'd like to see us all get a hat-trick, you know, for the club. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I'm going to go with that. Isidore hat-trick and maybe Watford to get a fucking goal at the end because we switched off. So 3-1.
Isidore hat-trick was 75-1 for the Borough game. I had it on, like... That was his time, but... Isidore... Yeah, I don't think it's going to be 3-1, but I will say 2-1. I think we'll go ahead, continue that 1-0 or one-goal victory for the... Or one goal loss for Watford, I should say. One goal victory for ourselves. I'm on the same vein. I think it'll be 2-0 at half time, 2-1 full time.
Fair enough. Andrew?
I am still undecided. I was leaning towards what Alan said, like a 3-1. But I don't know. I'd like to see us really put our mark on a team and, like Alan says, like dominate them. I'm not sure we're going to do that in this game. I feel like it might be another one where we concede first and then come back.
Mm.
I don't know, man. It's a long way for Watford, isn't it? So,
yeah.
3-1. They're going to score first. Then we'll come back.
I mean, when I thought the Plymouth game, I thought, oh, we're definitely going to turn these fuckers over. And I was like, so.
Yeah, then we turned up with one of the worst performances of the season.
It was a bad performance. It was a bad performance all across the board, like, you know. So, look, I want to see a good performance and a few goals. So, yeah, let's hope so.
Yeah, me too. I'm just trying to work out, like, I'm looking at their injury list and it's relatively short. They've got Backman.
I've got a few injured.
And Deli Bashiru, if I butchered that, but it doesn't matter. But that's the only two that's showing up on my list as out injured, and they've been out for about 20 games or so. So it's not like it's fresh to them. Everybody else is showing up as okay. So it looks like they might have a good strength squad for their normal. So I'm going to be respectful. I'm going to just say a 1-0 Sunderland win. I'd like it to be what I would put a small punt on, a 5-1 win. But I think I'm just going to be more reserved and say a 1-0. Yeah, I think if we get a goal early doors, we can absolutely slap them silly, but just be respectful. Don't get too carried away and yeah, edge my expectations. But if it does end up 5-1, I've kind of half said it, but I'm not committing to it.
5-1, eh?
What is the odds then? What's Ivan Tony saying on that one?
Nobody's mentioned Tony. Homemade Tony, that's what he says.
Yeah, well, have you got Duran's number now, Dave? You know he's moved over there.
I didn't know Duran was into the old
the double.
The old double, yeah.
It's only those who have been done previously for better defences, Alan. So are we aware that Duran's been
I'm not saying that. I've never said he was. I just said he might be a gambler. You never know. You know what I mean? I'm not liable to him. Just said.
Who was the Sunderland footballer that was surrounded by money? Was it Darren Gibson? Back at
that was Phil Barsley, mate. He got banned from
the casino. When he was lying around the money and growing a casino, mate. Yeah. 200-1. That's 5-1. 200-1. Nah, he was lying around in the cash that he just chucked on the roulette or something like that. Roy Keane wasn't very happy, was he?
Nah, Roy Keane was fucking red.
Just get bored.
Do you know what Roy Keane said? And he was like, "What's Anthony Stokes' biggest weakness?" And he was like, "Glass spider." Remember that?
The glass spider, mate.
Another cult hero, Stokes.
Is that?
He was involved in. He was involved in that certain video about that last one, the flying boat, wasn't he? Stokes.
Oh, was he in the Magic Three? He was one of the wizards.
Brown was one.
One of the wizards
Chris
was
Brown, someone else.
Liam Lawrence.
Chris Brown, Liam Lawrence.
Liam Lawrence.
Yeah.
Good at playing with the ones, aren't they?
Some terrible haircuts cutting about then as well, if you remember. Dyed blonde.
Yeah, the old blonde tips.
Stokes had blonde tips, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Said that Anthony Stokes was going to be the next biggest player, the next best thing for signing Stokes, so he's going to be incredible. He was shite.
Remember, was it Sean Thornton we had?
Thornton had the tips as well, didn't he? Yeah.
How many players?
You don't remember Sean? Early 2000s. How many players do you reckon we've had that have had blonde tips?
I don't think it's a stat that's tracked on Google.
Speaking of which, I'm looking at Ian Pervader's stats. Right.
God.
Guess how many minutes he's played in total?
Five.
I'm going to say just shy of 70, so 65.
Right, 65 is Smithy. David, did you say 20-odd?
20, mate, 20.
I'm going to Google
Alan, do you want to guess?
I'm going to go with 45. A half.
Fucking hell, Alan. It was 46. Alan, Ian Pervade is biggest fan, checking all the minutes.
I mean, the stat best... about how many times it fell out with nothing.
Yeah, ghost hurdles one.
Do you know what he looks like though? He looks like he's just like LeBrie's, like turned around and seen him in the sitting in the stands. Went, "Oh, mate, now's your chance. Come down and get this kid on."
On you go, lad.
On you go.
He's got a fan at like Pervader, and he's got a strong air.
He does look like the kid down like the youth club that's just come out and learned how to do DJs for the first time. Fucking
yeah, I tell you what, I'm gonna put money on. I'm gonna put money he's not on the bench.
Pervader.
Yeah.
I'm definitely
not. I'll tell you what, Dan's or whatever he's called, your man from who got in on loan.
What's the Twitter for
he's
the
injured?
Dan's
on
the bench. Yeah, he's injured.
He's injured.
Jones is injured.
Yeah, yes. He's injured, mate. We've signed him injured, mate.
We love to get these injured motherfuckers in, like. Damn expected nice. Return early March 2025.
Yeah.
Mate, it's...
that
How's he passing the medical?
Well, that's the thing. They picked up on a medical. What baffles me is, if you pick someone up on a medical, Stu, hey, you don't sign the player. So, he better be fucking good.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
So you're aware, the academy team played a couple of hours ago. Of those that are potentially bench or first team, like, breakthroughs, Jens and Sealed. Abdullahi.
He's a boarder.
And Lens.
Ahmed Abdullahi.
And Lens, that's it. Everybody else is proper academy players. And maybe Whittaker might be... So I don't know if you know much about the Joneses, but there's two Joneses at the club at the minute. They're brothers.
Harrison.
Right. Jaden and Jordan. Jaden and Jensen.
It says here Harrison Jones, like.
We might have three of them then.
Where's the number 50?
Okay, we've got Jaden and Jensen.
Duran scored for Al Nassr, Holland. Two goals.
Oh!
Because he's in a fucking Farmers League, mate, that's why.
Duran, who you were just talking about.
I forgot to ask, by the way.
Goals on his debut.
Are we doing any kind of Shark Watch this week?
No, mate. Honestly, I was in bed, mate, when you texted that the body was going on. I was like, shit, I forgot.
Well, look, we can. I tell you what, we can do. We can discuss who's left.
Yeah. We can do that. Yeah.
He's gone, isn't he?
Abdullah Bar.
He's gone.
To Dunkirk. That's a really interesting team, because aren't they like second tier in France now?
Yeah, it's like the Championship in France.
Well, the Championship in France is like League Two in the UK, but yeah. The quality is awful.
Rusin. Obviously, we knew where he was going.
Yeah.
Connolly, Millwall. Missed a penalty, didn't he?
He scored, though. He scored one.
Did he?
Yeah.
Not a penalty. Yeah, there's two others that have gone. Can't remember.
Is Jason Bennett still with the random team?
He's back.
He's still on the
books,
mate.
Yeah. He'd be in the 21s till he either comes back up or we get rid of him.
Mate, I want more ballet players. Like, I want people spinning around on top of the ball.
Who's the other two that's left? There's five left at this window. There's three of them. There's another two.
Oshish went to Portsmouth.
Adil went to Portsmouth. There's one more. Can't remember.
So Aaron Connolly to Millwall, Barr to Dunkirk, Oshish to Portsmouth, Ben Crompton went to Tamworth, Nathan Bishop to Cambridge, Royce and Hajduk split, and someone called Zach Johnson went to Notts County.
Okay. Some of them loan deals, are they?
Yeah. So like the kids. Crompton, Nathan Bishop, they're all loans.
And we've still got fucking watch his face out of Salford to keep.
In fact, everything was a loan deal apart from Connolly left on a free.
And let's face it, we're not that upset about Connolly going. He was a stopgap.
He's all right.
He's a decent player, but he's a stopgap. We both knew it. Yeah.
Got a good goal.
Not good enough. Yeah, I guess he scored a good volley, but that's about it. Like I said at the time, that's one thing out of like the hundreds of minutes he's had that he hasn't done much. He showed a bit of cuteness and a bit of good feet now and then, but that's not enough.
He's been more bang for his buck than Pavida's been made.
Yeah, that's fair enough. But for me, if you want to keep Pavida or Connolly, I'd say Connolly, but you know, we've got Pavida. It's just. I don't know. Football's weird, isn't it?
That's the worst thing about this thing is he is like we bought him. He's on a 3-year deal or something.
Yeah, but I don't want this to turn into fucking like an Anthony or a Maguire. You know, where you've paid that much money for him, you're like, maybe we should play him. You know, fucking cut your losses and get rid.
If we get promoted, mate, like he's not cutting it now in the Championship, so
fucking no chance. He'd be gone.
I wouldn't even want to see him anywhere near the bench. unless, want to see him anywhere near the bench now, let alone if we get promoted.
Yeah, but unless he drastically turns it around and comes on and does something brilliant, but I just cannot see it. Yeah, I just think, nah, he's...
If he's come in three games, he's got himself a spot on the team, right? Pervade,
yeah.
He's never going to do that, is he?
Nah.
No.
I think...
Sorry, Ian, if you're watching. I'm sure you're a nice person.
I'm sure he doesn't... I'm sure none of them watch this,
football,
by the way.
Mate. Football, mate, that's what it is. You know what I mean? It's brutal. And I think they know the game they're in. You know what I mean? And
it's a performance art, isn't it, really? It's a performance art. Yeah. We can criticise it.
What I'd say about Barr before we move on is he did have a good chant. Like, I'm going to miss chanting the chant.
Yeah, good chant, yeah. It's so frustrating to watch.
He had that one game, do you remember, where he scored twice and we're like, right, he's our striker. He's going to play up front. Remember last season?
So, how's... I don't know the answer to Bob's question. How's Hamida doing at Juve? See, he was supposed to be our number one striker, wasn't he?
If
only we had
next
somebody...
Week, tune in next week for Shark Watch.
It was little feature is to check on the load players.
And I told you, mate, I was fucking half asleep.
And David, yours is to get Tony Ivins to tell us the odds. I still don't know what the odds are for 5-1.
I told you it was 200 to 1, mate.
Oh, so it's max odds.
We've got to check the mute button,
tonight with fucking it. I don't know, people leaving stuff.
Bedtime.
We need a studio.
you're coming across Dallas Springs. There'll be a cheap one here. Just going to spend $3,000 on a flight.
I'll get a boat. How long does that take?
6 months.
I was going to say, it's probably like half a year to get to Australia, isn't it?
It's quite a lot. It's about 9 weeks on a boat.
On a boat?
Mm-hmm. You can't
go on a boat. That, like, I'm not having you get to Australia in 9 weeks on a ship, like.
What do you mean?
Of course you can't.
I'm not on a motherfucking boat. Who sang that, Andrew? Wow. I'm on a boat.
Boat and hose.
No. I'm on a boat. You know the guy out
Adam
of
Sandberg.
Thank you, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Yeah, Andy Sandberg. It's his band. I'm on a boat.
Got my dick in a box.
So here you go.
The Lonely Island. Thank you.
Cheers. In my pants.
To Australia by boat. Here we go. In the 19th century, you could get there in about 90 days.
That's not too bad.
Sailing routes today differ between 30 and 60 days. So,
I've got
yes, 9 weeks.
32 and 40 days.
32 and 40 days. Okay, so that's still a while.
I mean, yeah, it's about a month, isn't it? A month and a half.
There you go. Anyways, right.
We set off now, mate. I'll be there.
Season.
Mid-March.
See you for the Prem.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Very cool. Enjoy your night's sleep, lads. I am going to chill out for the day and do a watch along. If you can't make the game, if you want to tune in or anything like that, let me know.
All right, lad.
I'm going to the game.
I won't. You go in the gate. Oh yeah, of course you are.
I am. I'm going again.
I won't be here because Stace is going out. So
fair enough. Look after the bambinos.
Lad.
No worries.
Yeah.
All good.
I'll have it on the telly though. Group chat will be lit up.
Popping. Just one at the comment. Swifty shirt.
Yeah, do you like it, mate?
Do. Pretty cool. It's nice.
I've got a question for you, before we wrap up, though. I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Who are you supporting on Sunday? Are you supporting the Chiefs or the Eagles?
Which cities are they based out of? Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City.
What's the Eagles?
Kansas City. Philadelphia.
I'll go Kansas City, then. Just because Philadelphia.
Probably the only person who's going to say that.
Philadelphia, I don't like their cheese.
Nope.
Is that a different thing?
All right. I'm supporting the Eagles, but I think the Chiefs are going to win.
It means nothing to me. It's not the Dolphins. It's not the Dolphins.
Eagles,
so.
Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. Flying Eagles.
There's actually a good film about it, a special teams bloke who it's called Invincible, and it's got Mark Wahlberg in. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
It's a great film. It's about where the Eagles were really struggling, so they went, does anyone want to do a trial for the public?
Mark Wahlberg's a guy.
Yeah, well, it's based on a bloke called Vince Papale, and they picked him, and he ended up running a championship with him. It's a good film.
Great, I'll watch it. I'll line it up.
Fly Eagles, fly. Do you know who's an Eagles fan?
Jamie at work.
JD from Scrubs.
Two people who I know who are Eagles fans. The first one is Amelia's physics teacher. He's an Eagles fan.
American.
The second one, no, he's not. And the second one is David Boreanaz from Angel and Bones and shit. He's a Philadelphia Eagles fan as well.
Share out those two people. Thank you very much.
He's got that dollar, mate, to get a ticket to the Super Bowl. Not like us scrubs watching it on telly.
I'm just looking on the news.
In a pub.
Oh, I'm going on Jaylee's.
Is that tomorrow then?
Sunday.
Sunday.
Well, yeah, for you, yeah. Gino De Campo's in trouble.
I feel like we're going into touchy territory, but yeah, I read that as well.
It's on the news now. We'll finish on that.
And on that note,
Gino is it?
I like pasta as much as anyone else, lad.
Gino's on the list.
Right.
Is it Greg Wallace also? You know, Greg Wallace, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's part of that crew, mate.
Yeah, Gino and Greg.
The Dirty Chef.
Give yourself.
Chris Core, welcome. Fuck the mags. There you go. Perfect. That's a nice way to end it.
Welcome along. How do you feel about the Cabo?